Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce Chamber of Commerce manager Paul Voss. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. We can say that any way you want to. Commerce Chamber of Commerce or Chamber of Commerce of Commerce.
It works out great.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Well, I know here we are in September, so you're totally consumed with getting the Bodark Bash ready to go, which will be the weekend of September 23rd and 24th.
Absolutely. And John Mark, it's one of those things that we've really been working on it since the last bash ended. But when you get that many people and that many vendors and that many things all in one particular time, it's crazy.
Well, what's new this year?
Well, there's a lot of things. The carnival last year, it was the first time we've had a carnival in 4 or 5 years. And the carnival last year, they didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what to expect from them. They brought a lot of children's rides to the farmers market last year. And this year, they're bringing adult rides. They had a big demand last year for adult rides to bring. They're going to bring a Ferris wheel and, you know, a lot of things that people really want to ride for the big kids to ride. Mm-hmm. And it will, get that kicked off and going. But we're having a street dance on Friday night. We're having a street dance again on Saturday night. So both nights of the bash, we're having the street dance. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got some really good bands that are going to play for the street dance. So.
Okay. Now tell me, your headliner is, and this is remarkable because, of course, we had Hannah Kirby who kind of shot to national prominence. And now we have someone else locally who's doing the same.
Right. Katie Lynn. She's from right here in our area, and she's one of the finalists on the America's Got Talent, and so she's going to be the headliner, and she kicks off at 8 o'clock on Saturday night from 8 to 10, and that's going to be a lot of fun as well, and we're
talking with Paul Voss. Paul's the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. Of course, the Bodark Bash coming up September 23rd and 24th, although there are some events prior to that. Now, going back to Katie Lynn, is she from Commerce?
She's not from Commerce. She's from this area, and I don't know exactly which.
Okay.
I think it's Bashir.
Nearby. And how old is she?
Everybody's younger than me.
Young girl. Yeah.
She's young.
Okay.
Probably.
Got it. Well,
she's really good.
And we're looking forward to that. And then there's a band called The Wonderfuls coming forward, also for the Saturday night street dance?
Okay, The Wonderfuls are going to be here for on Friday night.
Friday night, okay.
It's the Friday night
Katie
dance.
Lynn is then Saturday.
And she's
night.
On Saturday
Got
night.
It, okay.
Well, I'll just go over this with you right quick. The Panimation on Friday night, the Panimation is here from 5 to 6, from 5 to 6. From 6:30 to 7 is Brad Davis is going to play with his band on Friday. From 8 to 10, The Wonderfuls, and that's going to be the street dance that's on Friday night.
And what kind of group are they?
They're more of a they do everything. They do 60s, 70s, 80s, pop, rock, country, it doesn't matter. So if you come out and if you want to
kind of a show band dance band.
Well, absolutely. And if you come out and boot scoot on the bricks with us that night. And then, of course, on Saturday morning, we have the Tubby Atkinson Mobile Mammogram is going to be here all day. Mm-hmm. The Carter Blood Center Mobile Coach is going to be here all day as well. We're having a 5K run. It's called the Superhero Walk and Run, put on by the Hunt Regional Healthcare. It's going to be the September 24th at 7:30. Also at 7:30, the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast is going to kick off in downtown Commerce. Then we have the vendor booths open at 9, and they'll run all the way to 6 o'clock that night.
And do you have any indication of how many vendors to look for this year?
Well,
that's a big thing.
We had 135, 140 last year.
Right.
We're already way past that. So we're still taking some applications from some late ones coming in.
And what's your estimate of how many people come into town?
Well, you know, it's hard to Cheryl gives me a bad time a lot of times for exaggerating a little bit, but according to Kerry Cruz, a couple of years ago, we had 12,000. And last year, we were down a little bit. We were competing with a bunch of things going on around. We're hoping that we have between 12 and 14,000 people. Mm. And in a little old town like Commerce, Texas, I mean, you know, it really makes a lot of stuff for us. And so, we've closed down part of Alamo Street. We've closed down all of Washington Street, all of Main. Lane, and over on Bonham as well. But I also, and I wanted to mention the duck race is going to be Saturday as well, and the wine tasting. There's just so many
something
cool.
Something for everyone.
There is something for everyone, no matter what. And it's we're really excited about this year. This is our 31st year. And, if you can't get excited about a Boat Ark apple, well, we'll make you excited about it.
Okay. Paul, listen, we're looking forward to it, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you very much, John Mark.
Paul Voss, the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition, your station 88.9 KETR.